Hello, everybody, and welcome to Radio Radar, episode 119. I'm your host, Henry Gilbert, of the weekly podcast all about the website GamesRadar.com, where we talk about all the latest information in the video game land. And I'm here with
Lorenzo Valerio,
Anthony Snyder,
and Ashley Reed.
Hey, everybody.
What's up?
Just one more week till the holiday break.
Christmas time is here.
That's not
how it goes. Christmas time is here. That's how the Peanuts
song is filled with beer. Time for beer.
Oof, boy. Well, this has been a crazy week of Games Radar because we did the our Game of the Year Awards.
Oh, my God.
Gotti.
Yeah. We named our Gotti. We actually ranked our the site's top 25 games of the year, and wrote up some lengthy editorials about why each in the game in the top five is so awesome. And we had some other retrospective lists, including the Platinum Chalices, which just went live. So quite a week. Oh, my goodness. Quite a week.
Quite a week of good stuff.
Yeah, so be sure to check all that out, Ed, and we'll see you next time. No, all right, but now it's time to go into
we're going
to
go take a nap.
Oh, God, I wish.
We are so tired. Yeah. Please
Why? I literally didn't sleep last night.
They haven't let us
sleep. What's that?
Someone save us.
No, I mean, I really didn't sleep last night. I'm very tired.
The insomnia's got you.
You know, I'm just, my jet lag, like, cycled back around again. Like, I was starting to beat it, and then we did our 24-hour marathon, which was tons of fun, and thanks to everybody who watched. But that kind of, I think, reset my sleep schedule again with the jet lag, like almost destroying all my progress with regards to jet lag. But, anyway, all right, so it's start of the episode. The first segment is always running down the week's top seven. And this week's top seven. Oh, wait, do we have? Oh, yeah. This week's top seven.
No jingle?
I mean, I'll play it, but it's like so quiet. Do you want me to?
You
missed a key.
I don't want to make the listener have to like stretch their ears to hear it. Don't worry about it. Okay, so this week's top seven is the most infuriating taunts. These are usually in games, like, they're not taunts you can do, but ones that are annoying to you to hear from a competitor. So most of these are from multiplayer video games. All right, so number seven. Oh, and I wrote this article, by the way. Number seven, Duke Nukem's I've Got Balls of Steel. Balls of Steel. All right, so I think pretty much anything Duke Nukem says is annoying. I really never liked that character. I think he kind of sucks. But the Balls of Steel line is a bit more memorable just because people created a Duke Nukem soundboard. You know, they make a soundboard out of anything.
Yeah.
And this soundboard was used famously in, like, internet videos of over a decade ago to prank people in Ventrilo. And other voice chat hosts for online PC gaming, and they would just play like they'd just be having a conversation in TeamSpeak, and then all of a sudden it goes like I've got balls of steel, balls of, and then the person would keep just spamming the button, balls of steel, balls of balls.
I think I might have just found that soundboard, so be prepared.
But yeah, it was just something that was overused and was driving people crazy, and it came to define Duke as much as anything, just as the overuse of the phrase balls of steel.
I've got balls of steel.
Oh, yep. Let's not forget the last version of the Duke Nukem game actually came with balls of steel if you got the balls of steel.
The special edition was the balls of steel special edition, which I contend was named that way because the quote became so cool after the fact. Well, not cool, but like backwards cool.
Right.
I'm going to play this one. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm loving the title, so let's see what happens.
Balls.
Kind of like that?
Yeah.
Is that kind of the experience? We've now simulated the experience.
It's better if you interrupt us.
Did you play any Duke Nukem back in the day, Ashley?
Kind of avoided it, really. It's not really
rightfully
particularly
so.
Interested.
Yeah.
It's just a dude running around looking for babes and peeing into urinals. That's really all I did in Duke.
It was pretty. If you were a young teen in 1995, that was a pretty crazy thing to see.
Yeah,
it's true, but it didn't really appeal to my sensibilities in 1995 when I was five.
It was a busted ass dude.
Right. Number six, Mario Sports overly enthusiastic gripes. All right. Now, if you're familiar with the Mario sports games, specifically Mario Golf, then you'll know that in those games, like, there is a taunt button there, or more of just a, like, conversation button. And it almost seems like Nintendo meant, like, it was just the usual Nintendo, like, hey, how's it going? Like, how if you, nowadays, if you go online in Mario Kart 8, you can't just say, like, whatever you want. You can't type out a phrase. You have to just pick one of, like, 16 phrases and just say, that was a good game. I'll get you next time. And so
that's not what I want to say.
So the golf games had that similar thing. So, you know, say you're waiting for your friend to tee off and you're just going, like, hey, go faster. Hey, go faster. Or whatever with Koopa Trooper or Mario or anything in their annoying voices.
And, oh my god!
But the extra annoying part was that it could also be spammed, and like clearly I felt it was done on purpose by developers at Camelot to just like drive people crazy with like, hey, move your thing, hey, move your thing, hey, move your thing, and it also it would appear on the screen as a word bubble said by the character every time, like only one at a time. It wouldn't stack the word bubbles, but. It was a lot for somebody to. It actually would stack the word bubbles if you picked different phrases, if you like cycled through three. And it would just cover the screen. And, you know, I think it was intentionally made to be a trolling technique to make your opponent miss when taking a swing in golf. But it was just, it's so ugly. It's something that was in the 3DS release of Mario Golf, but it wasn't. It wasn't as, like, omnipresent. It wasn't as in-your-face as before.
That reminds me of on a Hot Shots Golf. Like, you used to be able to, like, when you'd hit the button when your friend's teeing off, you could have the audience go, boo, boo, or you could have them go, yeah.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, the original developers of Hot Shots Golf were Camelot, who then went on to make the Mario Golf game. So
I know.
I could see that influencing their decision to do it. All right, number five. Dark Souls, well, what is it? Gesture.
Really?
No sound effect for this one. But so the Dark Souls players in here, tell me, what is, well, what is it?
Well, it's the one where you put your arms to the side and kind of like shrug at them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like in all these gestures, they're really just there to taunt people while you murder them in multiplayer.
Because it's basically just a way of saying, like, oh, is that all you got?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My personal worst one was the no way gesture, because you kind of just wag your finger and shake your head. And
that's
like,
so funny.
Yeah, people would do that when they just totally own you. Like, you run up to them, try to kill them, and then they one-shot you to death with a giant axe or something, and then they no way.
Like, ah.
Yeah, you're not going to get me.
Yeah, I think either any of those gestures would be annoying to somebody who just lost in a PvP battle.
Yeah,
but
any gesture really is just like the worst thing ever. Even if they bow to you, you're like, fuck you, man.
Though I remember,
so I
included this one because I had read over the other ones because I had read from an impassioned reader that just or impassioned player of Dark Souls that, well, what is it was like the ultimate insult because they're just like we're trying to have a normal match and like well what is like you save that for like your you know, greatest enemy no like you're a true rival not just some dude you just killed like that's too insulting.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody has their least favorite gestures to receive after getting murdered in Dark Souls, but you know.
I actually saw a pretty funny video of a guy, like, his reality got invaded by another player, and he did it once before the fight started, beat the ever-living crap out of the other guy and then did it over his corpse. I'm like, ouch.
The best is when you start doing the gestures like in between blows. Like one guy just whiffs it with a giant axe and you just go, do the no way.
Well, that's really risky. That's risky because you can't cancel the taunt, right?
No, you can't.
But see, that's why it's even more badass because you're like, I'm not even worried about you turning around and hitting me.
And then you just dodge out of the way, kill that guy, and then no way him to death.
Right. Number four, Deadpool's taunt button in Marvel vs. Capcom 3. So Deadpool is a really like cool comic book character. He's a lot of people's favorites. He's soon to star in a movie played by Ryan Reynolds.
Yes. Is that really happening?
Yeah, he has been officially recast as Deadpool.
I heard after the horrible Wolverine Origins movie that Ryan Reynolds is like, I would totally play Deadpool.
He's into it. Well, also, like, Ryan Reynolds doesn't get to star in movies that much these days. I haven't seen him in anything. I think he got put in, like, movie jail because of Green Lantern. They're like, we built this Green Lantern film around you, and it bombed big time. And it's your fault.
It wasn't his fault. I mean, the movie was shitty. His acting was fine. They just gave him a bad script.
Yeah, he might fit in well as a Wade Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
If he can do it right.
I have watched Wolverine Origins recently, and it's still really bad. But one of the best scenes in it is the opening scene with Wade Wilson, where he's like, he only does stuff for about 2 minutes as Ryan Reynolds, but he's actually very good in character as Deadpool. Like he's very annoying and in your face and all that, and a cynic. Like he's really good then. And also in that test footage of what a Deadpool movie could look like, that was voiced by him. He did a really good job too.
Yeah.
So
I'm just gonna ask because I don't remember. Didn't something horrible happen to him in Wolverine Origins?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid. But wait, have you seen X-Men: Days of Future Past? Any of you?
Well, yeah.
Besides you,
I know
you
I've
saw
seen it.
It. Did you see it?
He's
actually
not in it.
No.
You didn't see it. Okay,
no,
I'm not gonna say anything.
Oh, whatever.
Well, it has to.
Well, anyway, I kind of know.
In Origins, they basically turn him into not Deadpool by sealing up his mouth. He's the Merc
that's
with the mouth, right? And they seal up his mouth.
Well, so that didn't happen anymore,
that's
though. Basically,
that's what I don't want to say.
Basically that didn't happen anymore.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I kind of remember that. I was like, okay.
But so that lengthy preamble was to the fact that Deadpool's really cool and that he is that he's a really cool character in Marvel's Capcom 3, who can break the fourth wall, who knows he's in a video game, who, when he does a taunt, he says, "Taunt button! This is my taunt!" Like, and it's just in your face about how, I know I'm in a video game. Like, he even grabs the he grabs the life bar and hits people with it during his finishing, or during his major big move. And when he wins, he just grabs the camera and he says, like, "Hey, were you recording that? What? You weren't? Come on."
I think I might actually have a clip of him saying his taunt. Do we want to?
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
Give it a shot.
Bang, 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 bang.
Give it a shot, see how it plays. It might be too quiet. We'll find out. That was the opposite problem.
That was like in the middle of an arcade.
No, that was just
the, in the middle of the arcade.
I mean, that's Marvel vs. Capcom soundtrack perfectly. Like, it's just like in your face, like, brruh, 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 brruh.
Yeah. You heard somewhere in there him saying, "This is my taunt. This is my taunt." Mm-hmm.
Well, and a word balloon appears on screen too, which that's why it's extra annoying because he, unlike I think any other character in the game, he has a taunt that causes damage, like that it does a sliver of damage. I actually saw like one savvy player use his taunt to kill Galactus.
Oh my god!
To use that as the final hit that kills Galactus, like it was really cool.
This is my
taunt.
That's
nuts.
So and by the way, he's voiced by Nolan North most times. In that case, he was, and in the Deadpool game, which is now I got a print. But
I need to get that. That's going to be my next game purchase. Is
it's
Deadpool?
Not
I
even a,
it.
It's
the
not
jokes
even,
are good.
Yeah, it's not even a great
it's
game to
jokes.
Play, but the jokes are really funny.
Like, Deadpool's like in my top five superheroes, so I feel like I should have that game.
Who else is in your top five? You don't have to name the whole top five.
The whole top five. Wonder Woman's up there. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Spider-Man.
Okay.
Crap. There's one that's escaping.
Batman?
No.
Spider-Woman.
Catwoman?
No. She's not a superhero. She's a supervillain. Not
is
the same.
She?
She kind of goes both
she
ways.
Goes both ways. She's
God damn it. There's one that I'm forgetting.
Poison
it's
Ivy?
From Marvel.
We'll give you... Well, I'm sure you'll remember.
I mean, I love Harley Quinn, but...
The Hulk.
All right, let's
give
move on.
Time.
Number three. Scotty Two Hotties, The Worm.
Oh, my God.
So this one's really just for me, but...
I remember that.
So in real life pro wrestling, there was a pro wrestler named Scotty Two Hottie who was a very stereotypical late 90s dancing idiot, like who was like a club guy, and he would go and he would dance around in the ring. And one of his moves was like one of the corniest dance moves of all time, the worm, which in case you don't know, it's like flopping your body on the ground, like in kind of like a wave pattern, and then standing back up and be like, oh, I'm cool. And so his move in real life and in video games was to like hop on one foot in a circle, then move his, then do the worm, then move his hands back and forth, and then drop an elbow. And it was like the most overproduced, ridiculous move of all time, and it made purist of the sport like me really come to hate him.
I always wait for people to do the worm during like weddings and stuff.
Yeah,
like in the middle of the dance floor, I'm like, oh, you're that guy.
Well, that's how like your younger uncle shows off and just like, see, I'm hip, I'm still hip, I know the worm.
I'm cool.
Wait, you know what's funny though? When someone tries to do the worm. But it doesn't work out.
Oh,
it's just like,
yeah.
Why are you just laying there on the ground?
Just trying to get up.
That actually happened at the wedding I just went to, but it was the groom who also dropped it low
you
wouldn't believe.
Yes.
Wow. I'm uncomfortable.
I mean, it should at least be, you know, in the later portion of the party where everybody's drunk.
Oh, no. Everyone was really
and
drunk.
And done. Yeah. That's
so
excusable.
It was okay.
Well, and so then, of course, when Scotty Two Hotty appears in video games up to WWE 13, which came out last year, like he still does that move. And so, and that's his finisher, but it's really just a taunt that hits you. And it's to see it is one of like, it takes forever. You have to watch this guy pull off. And if he does it correctly, like you have no recourse. You just kind of have to sit there and wait 10 seconds for him to finish it. And hopefully he doesn't pin you. And then if you lose to that, that is like the most embarrassing thing ever.
Oh, God.
All right. Number two, Shao Kahn's Is That Your Best?
This one I actually do have.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says all kinds of different things.
Is that your best?
All too easy.
Oh.
Remember that
all
one?
Too easy.
All too easy.
All too easy.
Okay, he did it better.
Doesn't he say you suck too in the latest one?
In the latest one, he does say you suck.
He's basically the announcer.
So I think, that's canonical in the Mortal Kombat series, at least in 1 and 2.
Right.
What?
You suck.
You're right.
Didn't sound like he said suck.
At least in 1 and 2, when a guy says finish them, it's because either Shao Kahn or
Shang Tsung.
Yep. Is watching off screen and saying, like, no, kill that guy. Come on. Mm-hmm. Do it. Finish him. And I think that extends to future entries, too, but I can only confirm those two. But, like, after Shang Tsung, who's just kind of like a shape-shifting old dude, like, Shao Kahn is, like, the brutal king of the Netherrealm, is a pretty scary dude.
He's Arnold Schwarzenegger with a skull mask on, basically.
Yeah, no.
Well, he's really tough. Like,
he's
he does
monster.
A ton of damage.
Yeah.
He is a monster, and
does
so...
that stupid shoulder charge and just kills you with the up and down.
And he's standing on
charge.
One foot when he does it.
Yeah, boom.
And then when he keeps saying that, like he's when he does that, he constantly is saying all these like insults just to I'm betting that the developers made it to entice people to keep going into the arcade or keep spending money. Like, no, I got to beat this guy. He keeps insulting me. Yeah. Fuck him.
It would have worked on me for sure.
That's when you kick his ass though. When he's pointing at you and taunting, that's when you jump kick him in the face and bust out a combo.
That is when you've got a chance.
Okay.
That's true. And then lastly, what's of interest of his taunts is that even if he gets hit with a Babality in the most recent Mortal Kombat game, 9, he still taunts at you. And it's just his baby says, you suck.
Oh, my God.
I didn't realize that he could do Babality. Yes.
They got a good voice person for that.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah. Sounds like the Haunted Mansion guy.
They spend their money wisely.
Yeah.
All right, lastly, number one, Sonic's You're Too Slow. You got to have a clip of that one, right?
You're too slow.
Yeah, for our audience's sanity, please stop.
I'll just play that in the background for the rest of the podcast.
That's how you work, right? Just listening to that all day.
That's how you drive someone to insanity.
Sonic's a really annoying character, and
he's awesome. What?
This is proof of that fact. But so when he appeared in Super Smash Brothers Brawl, he had the same number of taunts as everybody else, but he spoke a bit more than the others. And he, in his then current character voice, says some quick bits, but has like one of the longest taunts in "You're Too Slow."
Gosh.
And it was used by people to drive other players crazy during matches. Like,
which works.
What is he saying?
It does. It really gets
in
their
head. Have you tried it?
What is he saying? Wii U now?
Well, so
Sonic
Wii U,
Speed.
Yeah, he just says Sonic Speed. I think it's more like Sonic Speed. His hand, his feet motion is the same, but it's not as long.
Yeah.
And I actually behind the scenes info guys, I had a good interview, but not one worth transcribing, with the one of the top localizers at Nintendo about translating and switching over the stuff in Smash Brothers from Japanese to English. I asked him about Sonic and why he stopped saying "You're too slow," and he told me that it was kind of news to him, just because he said we weren't involved in that. Like, the third parties decided what their characters did and gave it to us. So
that's nifty.
It was Sega's call to have Sonic say those things. Same with like the moves that Mega Man does or Pac-Man does.
Like, we don't want Sonic to be that much of a jerk anymore. So.
Aww.
That's pretty funny. It's like, and Sega messes it up again.
Well, no, I think it was them being more cognizant of their fans than usual, and knowing that just like this character is being used to drive people crazy, and that doesn't make other people like Sonic the Hedgehog more. It makes them like him less.
Yeah. Makes them want to beat him.
And it's also just my least favorite type of Sonic character. He's just like this braggy dude of just like, I'm faster than you. Eh.
Chili dogs.
I like chili dogs.
It's pretty boring.
Yeah, that's right. Sage wisdom. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about some big news that broke over the weekend. A lot of big reveals. Plus, we got a review or two to talk about. We may as well dive a little bit into our Game of the Year discussion and more after the break.
Radio Radar is brought to you in part by Audible.com, where you can download audiobooks like Extra Lives, Why Video Games Matter, and Ready Player One. Download a free audiobook today at audibletrial.com/gamesradar.
Hello, and we're back for the current event segment. Woo, current events.
Everyone takes a minute to take out their phones, check what's...
All right. Well, while we were slaving away at our 24-hour marathon on the GamesRadar's Twitch channel, which, by the way, you really need to subscribe to. We do great stuff every Monday and Wednesday on it. But while we were doing all that, a bunch of other people, including our staff dude, Maxwell McGee.
Staff dude.
I could not remember
his official title, but staff dude Maxwell McGee headed down to Las Vegas for the Game Awards and the PlayStation Experience, which is more or less just like a Comic-Con run by Sony to celebrate PlayStation.
Which was done,
for the 30th anniversary. 20th.
Is this going to be
not that long yet?
Is it going to be a yearly thing now for them, you think? Or was it just this one time?
I guess it depends on how successful it was. I'd say it seemed like kind of a success.
I mean, I guess it depends on how much they spent on it.
Yeah, yeah. But it definitely spread awareness, and it was a good, like, it was a good showcase for a lot of mainly indie titles that they showed off. But but let's talk about the big news from both the PlayStation event and Game Awards. So the Game Awards, I felt overall, like, I don't know how much you guys watch of the Spike ones, but I felt it was much better than the Spike ones. Like, yeah. There was no dumb attempts at comedy. There was no weird cutaways. There was no collection of crappy celebrities.
Yeah.
Celebrities who don't really need to be there. Mm.
But just wanted the free gift bag.
And there was cool announcements, like, from Nintendo. Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. So let's build to that.
Come on.
But,
I want to talk about it already.
So No Man's Sky was there, and at the PlayStation event. It looked really cool. They showed off, like, what seemed to be like teleportation abilities, so you could teleport from one planet to the next when you map it out. It's really strange. I'm still not really sure what that game's going to be, but it looks pretty good.
It's a universe.
It's
going to
be wonderful.
Thingy.
It's an exploration simulator.
Yeah, exploration simulator.
Christopher Columbus simulator.
And there were a lot of, like, teasers for indie games after that, and a couple like trailers for games we already knew about. But then Nintendo really brought it this year.
Yeah.
After last year at the VGAs, when Nintendo only brought the reveal that, like, Cranky Kong is in the game, you could tell that host Jeff Keighley was really bothered by this. He's like, I invite you over here and you bring Cranky Kong and that's it. That's all you got for me. That's nothing.
I'm Jeff Keighley, damn it.
Do you know who I am?
So I read ahead of time, people like Nintendo employees I follow on Twitter were saying, oh, check. Keep an eye on the Game Awards. You're going to see something pretty crazy. I was like, really?
Are you sure?
Well, it just seems strange that, like, Nintendo kept building it up and building it up. And I was like, I hope this isn't something lost in translation where they're like, let's build up something that won't warrant itself as a surprise. But that wasn't the case. They started with a clip from Mario Maker, and they just built up from there. And at the end, they're like, you know what? Let's do it. Let's show you The Legend of Zelda for Wii U for the first time ever playable.
Yeah.
Or being played.
That's
who knows?
No big difference. 5 feet away on a TV screen.
No full screen action at all.
Yeah. So, yeah, I thought it was kind of a cute scene between Shigeru Miyamoto and Eiji Aonuma. Just them playing the Zelda game and just, like, casually talking, like, oh, you're going over there?
Yeah.
Oh, that looks dangerous. That's a cool umbrella. Cool.
So, oh, look at the sunset. The sunset's nice.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they kind of showed some of the open world and just how big it was. They showed on the Wii U gamepad controller how you could zoom out, and they looked out into the distance, set a marker, and on the map it looked pretty close, you know, in comparison. And then they zoomed out, and then it was just like this massive, huge-ass world.
You're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
You know, when I also like they mentioned that when he was riding Epona, that Epona was not running into things. He's like, well, because real-life horses have self-preservation and don't run into everything.
They won't slam their faces into trees. Mm-hmm.
Even if you direct them to, they're like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, they showed some pretty cool stuff. There was the sailcloth. You could jump off a cliff and use the sailcloth, kind of like the Deku leaf in Wind Waker.
So that was my media thought, too.
Yeah, it isn't like the Skyward Sword where it just drops you down. You could actually control it and kind of parasail a little bit. And then the horse was in there riding around with AI. You could vault off the horse like the trailer showed. So you could vault off the horse, go into slow-mo, shoot some dudes with your arrows, and then drop
like
back down.
Bullet time, but for arrows.
Yeah, bullet time in Zelda.
Arrow time.
Link was using his sword and shield on the horse, but they didn't show him in his green tunic this time.
Yeah, you got to work for that. They're saving that for E3.
Yeah, they usually just do that. They have the starter uniform for
but,
a while.
But I do think that I think it's interesting that they are committing to it coming out next year in 2015, and that apparently that Star Fox game will be out before it, which, after playing it in such an early state, I am surprised that it'll actually come out in, like, August or something.
I've only seen the logo.
Yeah. yet.
Really? Oh, yeah. Nobody else. I'm in that select group of people.
I've only seen the
logo. La-dee-da. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to humble brag.
Wait,
guys.
Well, good for you.
Do I have to do it, Henry?
Don't play that one, please.
Okay, we're good. Go on.
All right, well then, so I think those were the biggest bits of news from the Game Awards, but then it was followed by the next day, the PlayStation Experience keynote, which I think a lot of us underestimated beforehand. Mm-hmm. And then it was like a classic Sony press conference in that it was like 3 hours long, or it felt like it. But
bam!
But they had a good smattering of reveals, including Uncharted 4, which I thought looked really great.
Yeah,
it did.
It looked wonderful. I almost cried.
Chuck, had like 15 minutes of gameplay on that.
It was nice.
15 minutes of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And you went to the most Uncharted land of all, off the map.
And that you met his...
That was the best.
And that you met his brother, who's a new character in the game, who is apparently played by Troy Baker, which is like perfect casting, if I don't say so myself.
Nolan North and Troy Baker coming together again. Last.
Well, they're always together. Like, they're in stuff. They were just, Naughty Dog put them together in the last game. As far as I recall, they don't really share a scene together, but they're both major characters in The Last of Us.
But this time, Troy Baker and Nolan North talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Why did the universe not implode?
It's really smart casting.
Game hasn't
dropped yet. Well, I mean, I am about to do another hungable brag. I got to interview Troy Baker like twice now, and I always like kind of ask him like, "Oh, so you're gonna beat Nolan North? Are you gonna have more jobs than Nolan North?" And he's always just like, "No, there's no beating Nolan." Like that was his feeling.
There's no beating Steve Bloom. Come on, he actually has the world record, people. Ugh.
All right, but after Uncharted, what do you guys remember most of
the world's biggest troll?
The world, yes. I would agree.
Oh man,
it's like you've been waiting for it, and you've been asking, and we're gonna give it to you. And you're looking at that last.
Well, right. So what happened was the president of Square Enix, who doesn't speak awesome English. He speaks better Japanese than I do, that's for sure. So I can't make fun of him or anything. But he's not the best communicator. So it feels like he's just pulling the boss card. He's like, no, I'm the boss. I'm talking up here and I'm talking in English. That won't sound weird. And of course it does. But it also makes it hard to really follow where he's going. But it turns out that he is talking up when he's talking. He's like, oh, it's been, you know, we're celebrating the 20th year of PlayStation, and there's one thing that's always mattered to us. And then just boom, the Final Fantasy 7 logo appears behind him, and like the message is obvious to everybody watching it, like including us, like in Twitter, or not in Twitter, in HipChat, going like,
oh my god,
really?
Oh my god.
He's
oh
really
god.
Doing it. Oh my god.
Which, the crowd is going
holy
crazy.
Shit,
they're
shit.
Like,
because
everyone got it except him.
Because clearly, you wouldn't just announce a port of Final Fantasy VII, another port of Final Fantasy VII, when you could make an entirely new copy of it. But that is exactly what happened.
Final Fantasy VII is coming to PlayStation 4.
And everyone was losing their minds.
As a port.
I think it'd be good to illustrate this. I know Anthony and I were sitting there watching this. We're like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, we're like,
oh my God.
Oh shit. Don't say it.
It had the old stuff, and we're waiting for it to like shift into new,
waiting
beautiful, updated graphics, and it never did. And we just slowly deflated. We're like, oh no.
I know,
oh,
the trailer.
Oh no.
The trailer just kept going, and like, no, it's past.
No.
It's past the point of no return. They should have revealed a new cutscene now.
No, sometimes they wait until like the variant. Remember, we even waited till after the title. I was like, oh, they're going to show like a new gen thing at the end, and then they just show a ported FF7 Sephiroth looking at you like you're crazy, and they turn around and walks away.
That's always the worst feeling.
Peace, motherfucker.
Like you're just staring at a blank dark screen. You're like, what else? What else is there?
What?
Yeah, so I wonder if they at least got the message of like, was this a test for them to troll Americans and be like, oh, we're making a 7, but we're not ready to announce that until next year.
Well, what would be good is if they released it and then they don't say anything, and it actually is a remake. It's not a port. And then
People be like,
"Oh my god!"
It's like, "Oh, we forgot to mention this feature that allows you to switch it to the next gen graphics, Halo
that
style."
That would be great.
Oh my god! Everyone like would die. Like everyone who bought it.
Also in the news, thanks to that big leak of Sony personal emails, a lot has been revealed. One of the most game-related ones is that the Super Mario film is seemingly being made through Sony. Like, Sony is negotiating it and trying to get directors and stars, which is taking time. But it would seem to show that, like, Nintendo sees Sony as such a non-competitor, maybe vice versa, that they're just like, yeah, let's just make money together on a movie. You're not, like, making the system that's killing us.
Come on, guys.
It's like, this will be fun.
I heard, from what I read, it's going to be animated. But
that's the right way to go.
Not
again.
No more John Leguizamo. Rest in peace, Bob Hoskins.
I hope they just play a bunch of sports the entire time.
And occasionally race cars.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a shock to see that was happening. But
I mean, it is kind of weird. You'd think that the original Super Mario's movie would have killed it dead. I thought it had. Like, I thought there were actually interviews where, like, we're never making a Mario movie again. But apparently they lied.
Yeah.
It's been long enough to forget the old one.
Short memories.
I'd see Nintendo never wanting to trust another source with their characters and the money, too. Like, also in the news, Nintendo announced that, like, pretty much one amiibo has sold for every one copy of the game Smash Brothers, which honestly sounds kind of low.
Yep.
I mean, too terrible.
I know. And when it's leading them to one of their most successful holidays in a long time, since the Wii. And so it's an exciting time.
Well, I guess with the way Skylanders sell, it's pretty low because Skylanders, they just sell it like hotcakes.
That is a little weird because even people who don't own the games would be buying them because I don't own most of those games and I'm still like, yes, give me amiibos. Yeah. They're so cute.
They are pretty cute. Yeah, cool. All right. So no big previews this week, I don't believe, right?
I don't think so.
No.
Did we?
All right.
Well, I guess this is a news thing, but did we talk about Assassin's Creed Victory on the last podcast? I don't know if we did. I can't remember.
I believe so.
Okay.
Yes.
Then we'll just go with that.
But, yeah, so the only real review this week was Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris, the top-down
co-op
game.
We played it on the live stream.
We did.
The stream before the 24 hours, so.
That's right.
Got kind of buried, but what'd you think of it? Was it good? Did you like it?
It was all right. It's a twin-stick shooter. I actually didn't even read our review.
Oh, so, naughty Lorenzo.
But I did play like 2 hours of it, but it's fun. The way the characters interact and the way the co-op works to solve, the way you have to work with your partners to solve puzzles and stuff is pretty cool.
We gave it 4 stars.
Yeah, 4 out of 5. Mm-hmm. Funny story about that game is that it was one that I found out about before it came out by a matter of hours because we had the level of badge that allows you onto the E3 show floor as an exhibitor badges. We had exhibitor badges that we gotten because our company owned its own booth, so they were exhibitors, and they were just handing them out to editors. And so we decided, like, let's just walk the show floor and see if we see anything. And we're like, oh, my God, that's the Batmobile, but it's covered. But that's totally where the Batmobile is going to be. And then we get around Square Enix, and we, like, stop across, like, oh, this is the new Tomb Raider. And it was like, no, Rise of Tomb Raider would be the new Tomb Raider, but we didn't know we found the newest downloadable Tomb Raider, which is still exciting.
I don't think we even knew about Rise yet. Like, because it was the day before the press conference as we were wandering by. We're like, Tomb Raider! Yeah. And then the next day, Rise happened, and we're like, okay, that's not what we saw at the booth.
Yeah, this is old school Lara, so she's got the short shorts and
the blue top.
Yeah, the double guns. And
well, that does stand.
The accent.
And she's got, and the world is more magical and stuff.
And she's not screaming, come get me, motherfuckers.
You fight Egyptian gods and those kinds of things.
But yeah, we gave it 4 out of 5. We seem to like it all right.
It's cool.
Pretty strong.
And then, just again, reminder, our game of the year is there. I believe our top 5 from 5-1 was Super Smash Brothers Wii U, mm-hmm. followed by
Shadow of Mordor,
followed by Alien Isolation. Dragon Age Inquisition, and then at number one is Destiny. And certainly,
Good work, guys.
I agree with your aunt.
Certainly, people had some vocal concerns about that. But hey, it's a democracy. Let's just hear. Let's hear what they had to say. But yeah, it's still really good game of the year content. Keep an eye on the site for a lot more end of year stuff that it doesn't necessarily involve the best games of the year, but counting down some
Christmas.
Other things.
Christmas time. Something.
I feel like we're going in a loop now.
Yep.
All right. So now we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, your answers to question of the week. All right. And we're back to the question of the week, the community segment.
I think Anthony wins this dance jam over here.
It's more competitive when Jan isn't here because she wins it.
Yeah, she kills me every time.
But all right, so last week's question of the week was in the shadow of our upcoming 24-hour marathon. And so the question was posed to you, gentle listener. What game would you play for 24 hours straight if you could only pick one?
Oh.
That's a crazy question.
So first off was Dongo Mushi, and he said, I think I could kill a whole day playing Just Cause 2, spending equal time on the missions and just faffing about. That shows you he's not American.
Yeah.
But we love you, Dongo Mushi. We're just kidding. It would add to the thrill knowing that you glided onto an island and overthrew its government in one day.
Rome was built in a day.
Down. Cyber Ninja says, let's see. If I had to live stream, I would want a game that would be easy to create commentary for and would allow people to hop in while I was playing it. So I would have to say Pokemon Black and White 2 on challenge mode. Challenge mode would slow me down a little so that I could blaze through the game. That I couldn't blaze through the game, and if I did finish the game during the live stream, Black and White 2 has more content than most other Pokemon games come post-game, so basically there wouldn't be a dull moment.
I was rooting for you, Lorenzo. I'm like, he's going to get it. I believe in him.
All right. Punishment says, I feel like I could do a 24-hour live stream with Far Cry 4 right now. I'm getting so distracted by side missions and hunting that I could basically play that thing for 24 hours and not make a dent in the campaign. I agree.
Probably true, yeah. Moondoggy1157 says, I've got a 24-hour Legend of Dragoon marathon. Oh, I've done a 24-hour Legend of Dragoon marathon
Very
and got
impressive.
Near the end, so I'd probably try it again in an attempt to beat it in one sitting. I believe in you, Moondoggy. I think you could do
love
it.
That game. I could barely play for 8 hours. So
love that game.
Oh, ouch.
So it's a very impressive accomplishment, Moondoggy.
Moondoggy.
I am half asleep right now as I'm talking, guys.
Not actually awake. This is an astral projection.
This is sleep talking. But anyway, you know, Moondoggy 1157. I really liked your story about actually playing a game for 24 hours straight and not just pontificating about it. So we're going to give you a prize. How do you get that? Why? You send an email to RadioRadar@GamesRadar.com and we will figure out how to send you something. Boy, that sentence was getting away from me.
Get back here.
We will do a thing.
I just realized that punishment is on here again.
Yes,
Punishment,
yeah,
just like dominates.
He's an avid replier. It's, he's really, I really appreciate him. I wish we had 100 like him commenting all the time. Like
shouts to Punishment.
With constructive comments, of course.
Constructive.
Like Punishment gives. All right, so it's not, the question of the week is not the one that's on the sheet of paper, guys. But
oh.
It's,
oh, you did what? You did a Square Enix.
No, but what is it?
Square Enix.
So what major game of 2014 haven't you played this year that you really want to play? And is like on your pile of shame for not having played it yet?
Is everybody looking at me?
Let's think.
That I haven't played like at all, or have I like sort of?
Well, yeah, that you haven't really played at all. Like, okay, we'll count. You can even name something you played like the first hour or two of, but then and then you said like, oh, I'll definitely be back, and then you never came back to it.
Shadow of Mordor.
Oh,
oh,
you didn't play that at all?
Oh, that's sad.
I did play it for a couple of hours.
Oh, Anthony.
I couldn't.
And then you traded it back in?
No.
That hurts me.
I didn't. I have not. I will do this all over
right.
The break.
All right.
Okay.
You know, I am embarrassed to say that I've really not started a Pokemon Omega Ruby just yet.
Ooh.
Like, I've had a copy sitting around for about a month now because I did get it early. And even though I got it early, I didn't get a chance to play it just yet. I wasn't the reviewer on it, so it wasn't a big deal. I didn't play it early. But still, it would have been nice to mess around in it ahead of time. But if I'm going to play a portable game, I just have so many options available to me. It's hard to choose.
It's true. It's very true. Mm. I think, I just had it. Oh, I think mine is probably Child of Light. I've played part of it, but not all of it. And it's sitting on my PlayStation waiting to be played. And I want to play it so badly. So I might have to haul my PS4 home for the holidays and be like, shush, Grandma, I'm playing a video game.
I haven't
I'm sorry,
played
Grandma, I love you.
Enough of Alien Isolation. Mm. I got to the part where you actually see the alien, and then that's as far as I...
Oh.
If you watch our live stream, that's as far as I got.
You didn't get that lovely moment, unscripted moment, where the alien like drops on you from a vent, and you're just like, oh, shit!
No.
I know, right?
I saw the alien. I chased after it.
Why?
It was killing a bunch of people, and I shot a gun at it. He killed me, and then
You're supposed to run the other way.
The tips explicitly say, do not try and engage the alien.
I was like,
you will die.
I was like, I'm going to get you before you get me, you son of a bitch. And then I shot at it, and then...
Didn't Ellen Ripley teach you anything?
It didn't work.
You are not your mother's daughter.
Oh, no.
All right, so those are our picks for our favorite game or the interesting games of this year that we have yet to play and are still like damning ourselves over. So answer your favorite or not favorite, the game you wish you had played yet in 2014 in the comments for this week's episode on gamesradar.com. Oh, boy. We're almost at the end, guys, and I stayed awake. But
congratulations.
Let's see. Plugs. Lorenzo, I know you definitely want to talk about live stream.
Check out our live stream every Monday from 4 to 6 and every Wednesday from 3:30 to 5. We do prizes on Wednesdays, and we also show all kinds of crazy, awesome, fun games. Just random games,
Woo-hoo!
Really. I think Lucas and Maxwell did a cool
Dengeki Bunko
Fighting Climax. There are two dudes fighting climaxes.
I was like, oh, that's a good title.
And we get all kinds of interesting games on that, so join us.
All kinds of fun stuff.
Well, all right. Well, so that's it for this week. One last episode, I think, until we take the big old holiday break, and we'll see you next time. But until next time... Radio Radar out!
I'm about to be like, do I need to get the Henry soundboard?
What?
Do you need some help?
You should just play it.